as it's going to be upper 80s, low 90s today, and summer like all the way leading into the 4th, it is the last day of June. And so July starts tomorrow. And it's good to check in at various points in the year with the Connecticut Society of Santas. David Sizemore, Marty Landgreeb with us in studio. We have a Santa and an elf. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Doing great. Good morning.
Yeah. So you got the hat and the glove. You got your Christmas shirt on. You got your bag of goodies. It's great to check in. First of all, I mean, why does Santas have to unionize? What are we doing here?
Well, we don't have to unionize, you know, but I think what's great about this organization, the Connecticut Society of Santas, is that, you know, we work together. We're about 100 people, and, you know, we meet monthly, and it's good to just learn from one another with best practices. We're not exclusively Santas. As you mentioned, we've got Marty here, who's an elf. We have Mrs. Clauses. We even have people that play the Grinch. I mean, it's a big family. You were mentioning we are family with the Pirates just now, and we kind of feel the same way. So,
well, I mean, but until we met, I never knew it existed, right? You can still do Santa stuff. Like, you can go to your nephew's son's party and be a Santa. It's not like there are rules to be broken within the union, but it is kind of neat that you have the group. Now, are you one of several elves?
There's a bunch of elves and various characters, as you can well imagine. In the Santa world, the missuses, we've got elves, so...
Do you get booked? Like, how does it work for you around the holiday season?
Well, usually what happens is I work with a bunch of the Santas just to assist them and to go through the whole experience to make sure that the kids are happy. And it sometimes enhances that experience, too, when we go to some of the houses or even home visits or hospice visits. It's important to make folks feel comfortable and at ease. And I think that going together with Santa, we make a great team.
Yeah.
And really enhances that experience of, you know, the Christmas joy in your heart is there all year. That's why we're here today.
I love it. And I think, you know, I'm Jewish, and I'm not particularly religious. And everyone asked me, like, what, you know, do you let the kids celebrate Christmas? I was like, why would I ever take, we don't full blow it out thing, but why would you take the spirit element of the season away from anybody?
Right. You're definitely on the good list.
Because I just think that if it makes people feel good and makes people kind to each other, why would you be against any of that?
Right.
And by the way, you guys have day jobs. Like, correct. Tell us a little. I mean, this is not something you do just as a full-time occupation.
Yeah. I think for there are definitely members of our group that are retired, and this is sort of their primary piece. But Marty and I, you know, we gainfully work. So I am the assistant head of school and director of development at the Independent Day School in Middlefield. Yep. And Marty?
I'm an attorney and a probate judge.
Yeah.
In the state of Connecticut.
Your Honor.
That's right.
Thank you. And you're the one that nobody wants, as we joked off mic, nobody wants to see you. They want to actually do as much as they can to avoid you.
Right.
But still, I'm sure your cases go through with great quickness and rapidity. But I mean, I think
we like to keep it short.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I love the fact that you guys have two really important jobs, and this is a labor of love. And, you know, just to reset, we're talking with David Sizemore and Marty Landgreeb from the Connecticut Society of Santas. So talk about Christmas in July. There are actually some things going on, so I don't know who wants to take it first, but get us into it.
So I'll start and then pass it to Marty. So one of the things that we do during this season, I mean, obviously, it's becoming bigger and bigger every year. I mean, even this weekend, you know, Hallmark didn't even wait for July 1st. They've been cranking out the movies, as have other TV stations. But the two big things that we do as an organization, we do food drives because we feel the founders of our organization felt very passionate about giving back to the community. Communities throughout the state of Connecticut. And so, like, later this month, I will be doing a couple of food drives in Cromwell where people can either bring food or they can make monetary donations. And then more recently, we as an organization have been visiting either senior centers or assisted living facilities to bring Christmas cheer to the senior population. We'll be back at Emmanuel House in Hartford later this month. And so, you know, I think there isn't as many paid gigs in July, but I think it's great for us to kind of, you know, utilize this new phenomenon of Christmas in July and then dress differently. As as you mentioned to the viewers, we're kind of in our summer attire, which people love. They love the Hawaiian shirts and
Santa hat, but short sleeves,
you know, all that kind of stuff. But Marty's got a few events that he's doing too.
Right, we've got a bunch of events too for the Santas. We've got an event in Harwinton where they're going to have an annual cruising with the Clauses.
Nice.
It's going to be a nice event. And as Santa David was saying, a lot of times it's a food drive association. And then that's either a monetary donation and or food items. So this is one of those issues, too, that people don't realize. Even in the summertime, it's important to make sure that your local food pantry is fully stocked and take care of those folks that need the assistance. So, you know, we've got surprise visits, too. Some of the Santas have different organizations that they really support a lot. March of Dimes is one. Yeah. So they try to get that message out there. Going to visit the kids at the Attlebrook Academy. So you really try to get an ability to go out there, see Santa, and, you know, the folks really like, and the nice part is, too, sometimes grandparents are with their grandchildren during the summer months.
Yeah.
So it's an opportunity for them to get a picture with Santa and their grandkids. So,
do you have a centralized schedule or something where people can go to get information on these things?
Yes, thank you for asking. So we actually have a revised website. If you go to ctsocietyofsantas.org, you can, basically click on the button called Contact Us. And if you are looking for a Santa or an elf or a Mrs. Claus or a combination of all three, we can hopefully assist you, whether it's for July or, of course, you know, for the holiday season. And I don't know about Marty, but I'm already starting to book up for the holiday season. So
I got a bunch of little questions here. By the way, the website's great. It has the countdown to Christmas, which is phenomenal.
Yep.
We're talking with, of course, David Sizemore and Marty Landgreeb from the Connecticut Society of Santas. What is your favorite thing to do? Whether you go to the senior centers, you go to whether schools, or I don't know if you do the malls or what, but like, is there one in particular or one group of people? I mean, kids are obviously awesome, but if you X out the kids, like what other the cool places that aren't your standards that you guys have done?
I know that one of my favorite places is West Point. That's an exciting one to go to.
With the U.S. Army?
Correct.
Wow.
Right. And that's a fun event. Tree lighting's there. And the one nice part, too, is some of the tree lightings are surprising for us. I know that we did a tree lighting in Ridgefield once and the Grinch was there. And those kids got a little worried. They kept running over and warning me that the Grinch is right around the corner. Watch out. So I think that the more kids that are there, and then Santa David did with the Emmanuel House. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I think seeing the seniors sort of light up, especially, you just never know if that could be their last holiday experience, depending on, their health and things like that. But to do the sing-alongs with the seniors, for them to open presents in July, that's a lot of fun. I've also been the Santa for Iverton Illuminations, and the Today Show actually was there a couple of years ago, so I was the Santa there. Governor
Lamont was down there.
National
TV exposure.
National TV, yeah, it was fun, and when I do the Iverton Illuminations, they actually have me behind. They have me in the theater at the Iverton Playhouse, and they do a countdown like New Year's Eve, and then I burst through the doors and point at the Christmas tree, and it automatically lights up, and the town goes crazy.
That's awesome!
It's Christmas magic.
It is Christmas magic for sure.
Hey, the one last thing is: does the website, again? It's ctsocietyofsantas.org. What if somebody listening wants to do this as a volunteer endeavor or get involved or be a Santa or be an elf or be whatever?
Yeah, so the great news is we're always looking for, new members. It's funny, one time I saw a gentleman, he was at Mondo's in Middletown. He had a white beard, and I'm like, you look like a Santa. And he goes, well, I'm just thinking about it. Gave him my card.
You recruited him.
Recruited him right on the spot. So, but yeah, we definitely want new members, and we're actually doing we do an annual workshop. We do it at the TPC in Cromwell.
Nice.
And so the golfers love us when we come that day. It's a lot of fun. Anytime that the whole group assembles, like we did lake compounds a couple years ago, and all these kids are looking at multiple Santas. It kind of really
it freaks them out a little bit.
Well, and they were like, they didn't know who was who. But yeah, but, yeah, but we do have this September 28th. So, and again, it's a great way to get started there. And so we would love to, you know, have anybody that's interested. And, you know, you don't need to grow a real beard, although most of us do. You could wear the designer beard if you choose to do that. I mean, and there was always looking for elves, too.
Always looking for elves.
Yeah, always in the market
for elves.
They're always
hiding in the somewhere. But the nice part about the TPC that Santa sets up is that we get a whole group of people together. And part of it is the history of elves might be taught, some Victorian Christmas traditions. Yeah. It's always some variety just so Santas can
to add to their arsenal.
How to answer difficult questions, which is always a popular topic. So, yeah.
David, Marty, it's great to meet you. Great to be with you again. We'll talk to you soon.